So the, I titled my talk, "The Stevie Wonder, the Stealth Activist." And because of all the events that have happened this week, I just feel like I have to kind of at least acknowledge that. And as we witness the openly violent attempt to recreate a civil war, also known as the war between the states, it is entirely appropriate, I think, to give a nod to the courage that enslaved Africans had to will themselves to survive under the studied cruelty enacted by a legal system to maintain control of their self-esteem, their ability to hold on to the most basic freedoms, such as the right to own one's body, the right to marry, the right to raise one's own children, the right to protect one's body from sexual abuse. Many African Americans escaped the South during the so-called Great Migration. They moved to northern cities where they could get paid jobs, usually jobs that no one else wanted. Post-WW2 and the Korean conflict, the era of government building began in America, largely for white Americans. It was the era of the 1950s, also known as Happy Days. That era is largely remembered with great nostalgia by whites, not blacks. By the 1960s, the civil rights era emerged, driven initially by racial laws that codified systemic racism in all areas of American life, from housing, access to credit, ability to obtain higher education. At that time, there were only two medical universities for blacks, public accommodations, including restaurants and hotels, and of course, jobs. These were just a few of the various aspects of the racial restrictions at that time. Added to this mix, eventually entered a controversial war in Vietnam. It was in this context of protest that Little Stevie Wonder emerged as a paid musician, and we have seen some of his history. I mean, 11 years old, and he has a recording contract. How does that happen? He had to be extremely talented. So he wrote, sang, and played all the instruments. I believe, I'm not sure, Scott can tell me for sure, on Talking Book, which was released in 1972. This feat was so amazing that the Grammy Awards simply had to give him a Grammy. Many in the Black community wondered aloud whether or not he would have won the Grammy had he not been blind, i.e., non-threatening as a potentially sexy Black man. No matter what we thought, the point is he won. That's why I call him Stevie Wonder, the stealth Black activist, because it's my belief that part of his ability to be effective as an activist has been his disability and people kind of underestimating him, therefore. Activism against the war in Vietnam had grown steadily in the late 60s, such that the Johnson presidency ended. Marvin Gaye had recorded an album that completely altered the way music albums were recorded. It had a theme, and there were zero breaks between the songs, so that one song simply flowed into the next song without the obligatory moment of silence. And if you're my age, you remember that. No Grammy for Marvin, though, we noticed. So when Stevie won for Talking Book, many felt that the Grammy organization was simply forced to address his overwhelming talent by all of the things he did. He wrote, he played the instruments, he sang. I mean, who did that before Stevie? And then there was his quiet, unobtrusive demeanor. One could almost imagine the powerful white academy folks clucking and thinking, "That poor little black child, boy, he's got talent." Stevie has a huge catalog of music he has recorded. I'm only going to talk about a few of his works because it's just so massive. So from Talking Books, each one of his albums has a little dance music, a little love song, a little hope song, but there's also a little protest song. The history of African-American music is hidden in meanings of protest, from spirituals to work songs. The history of Black music in America has always been at least double meanings and sometimes many more. So I'm just going to highlight a few of these songs for you for your review. I wish I had a handout because that's the old teacher in me wants to give everybody a handout. But so in Talking Book, there's a song called Big Brother. And it goes, your name is Big Brother. You say you're watching me on the telly, seeing me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protesting, children dying everywhere, every day. My name is Nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in your notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is I'll See Ya. I'll change if you vote me in as president, the president of your soul. I live in the ghetto. You just come to visit me round election time. I live in the ghetto. Someday I will move on my feet to the other side. My name is Secluded. We live in a house the size of a matchbox. Roaches live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders. I don't even have to do nothing to you. You'll cause your own country to fail. Another song, Mr. Know-It-All. And we have a little clip from that can be played.
He's a man with a plan, got a counterfeit dollar in his hand. He's Mr. Know-It-All. Playing hard, talking fast, making sure that he won't be the last. He's Mr. Know-It-All. Makes a deal with a smile, knowing all the time that his lies are mine. He's Mr. Know-It-All. Must be seen, there's no doubt. He's the coolest one with the biggest mouth. He's Mr. Know-It-All. When you tell him he's living fast, he will say, what do you know? If you had my kind of cash, you'd have more than one place to go. Concern is how much you'll pay. He's Mr. Know-It-All.
So we can stop it.
If he shakes on a bed.
So how do we know that danceable tune is a protest song? Maybe it's just about a hip, slick, and cool guy in the neighborhood. Well, he tells us. At the very end, last verse, he says, if we had less of him, don't you know we'd have a better land? He's Mr. Know-It-All. The rumor was that this song was about Nixon. Another song that he made, called, I don't think there's anyone that has not heard Living for the City. And again, we have a few lines you can listen to.
A boy's born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
So most of you, I'm sure, can imagine what life was like in the Mississippi that he describes. I know almost all African Americans know what that poverty, lack of access to medical care, rural living, that's what that was like. So here's this young man who leaves the South with permission of his parents, because they are giving him permission to leave their home, leave their whole community in search of a better life. He comes to the city extremely naive. Someone Black asks him to do an errand. Just go across the street, take this package, and I'll give you $5. And he does that. And the lyrics go, "Psst, hey, brother. Hey, come here. Slick. Hey, look. You look hip, man. You want to make yourself $5? And the guy says, "Yeah, brother." "Well, look here, run this across the street for me right quick." And the outcome is he's arrested. A jury of your peers has found you guilty, 10 years. There are more, I'll tell you that song personally, as a parent, it's very hard for me to hear. Because all parents of African-American children, particularly sons, live with this fear of they're raising a child only to go to prison or go to war. Either way, not good. Here are a few lesser known protest songs by Stevie Wonder. There's a song called "Black Man." This one is a little bit more openly activist. I'll just read a few of the lyrics. It says, this is on Songs in the Key of Life, for which he also won multiple Grammys. "First man to die for the flag we now hold high, Crispus Attucks, was a Black man." This is he's referencing the American Revolution. "The ground where we stand with the flag held in our hand was first the red man's, guide of a ship on the first Columbus trip, Pedro Alonso Nino was a Black man. The railroads for trains came on tracking that was laid by a yellow man. We pledge allegiance to all lives, to the magic colors, red, white, and blue, but we all must be given the liberty that we defend. For with justice, not for all men, history will repeat again. It's time we learn this world was made for all men." Another rather openly song that appeared in 1982, so some 10 years later, on an album, Musiquarium, called "Frontline." "I am a veteran of the war. I up and joined the army back in 1964. At 16, I just had to be a man at any cost. I volunteered for Vietnam, where I got my leg shot off. I recall a quote from a movie that said, 'Who's more a man than a man with a reason that's worth dying for?' And the chorus, 'They had me standing on the front line, but now I stand at the back of the line when it comes to getting ahead. They gave me a uniform and a tiny salt pill to stop the big urge I might have for the wrong kind of thrill. They put a gun in my hand and said, 'Shoot until he's dead.' But it's hard to kill when, quote, 'Please, I'm your friend,' echoes through your head. Brought up in church, taught no man should take another's life, but then put in a jungle where life has no price. Back in the world, the paper reads today, another war is brewing. But what about the lives of today and the many happy families that have been ruined? My niece is a hooker, my nephew's a junkie too, but they say I have no right to tell them how to do. They laugh and say, quit bragging about the war you should have never been in. But my mind is so brainwashed, I'd probably go back and do it again. I walk the neighborhood parading my purple heart with a fear of Agent Orange that no one will stop. They had me standing in the front line, but now I stand at the back of the line when it comes to getting ahead. And I'm just going to close. The drive to make Martin Luther King's Jr.'s birthday was a huge political lift. After all, the only federal legal holidays prior to that time were named for presidents, the founding of our nation, or war heroes, with the exception of Labor Day. There was no official recognition of Black people within our government. Like all political movements, it took a coalition to move the needle, including Senator Ted Kennedy, the National Football League, and the King Foundation, to name a few. The movement to declare Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday began in 1968, the year of his assassination. President Ronald Reagan signed the legislation in 1983. Still, it took until the year 2000 for all 50 states to recognize it as a valid state and federal holiday. For many Americans, we know that Stevie Wonder had a lot to do with moving the concept from, what, that's never gonna happen, to, maybe that could happen, to, oh my God, it's really happening. And he did that through his music, with songs that quietly protested. And of course, his song that became a hit, Happy Birthday to You. For many Americans, Martin Luther King's birthday is a day that we commemorate by giving service to a community cause. In this way, we remember that no matter what our race, gender, religion, or politics, we remember that we are all Americans who love our country deeply and want to contribute to the maintenance and positive growth that we can give to our country. After all, we are all in this together. We have only one planet to share at this time. Thank you.